Okay, this file will turn you into a helpless ragdoll whenever the trigger phrase is said, and you will remain that way until you are reverted. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. and as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing and only my words that you are hearing. Three, so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. Two, so very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. One, so very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed, very comfortable and relaxed, not really moving at all. Feel how limp you are, just your body completely relaxed, not really wanting to move, not really wanting to move or do much of anything. You're aware of my voice, but you're really not doing anything. Kind of like a rag doll. Yes, a rag doll. You know, those little dolls filled with rags. They've got kind of a frozen expression on their face. Their arms and legs don't really move. They just kind of lie there. That's right. You get the idea. Imagine that. Imagine what it would be like to be a rag doll, to just simply be there, unmoving, your face frozen in the same expression, your body just simply lying there, unable to move itself, unable to move yourself at all. I'll bet you can imagine that. And I'll bet somewhere deep down inside of you, you can picture exactly what it would be like to be a rag doll, to be completely unable to move your body. Oh, you'd still be aware of it. You'd still know everything that was being done to it. You just simply wouldn't be able to move. Rag dolls don't have any muscles. They don't have any muscles at all. They're just soft and pliable. They can be moved by others. Someone else can lift an arm or a leg, move them around, position them however they want. But you yourself couldn't move at all. You couldn't move a muscle. You just simply lay there, completely aware of everything that was going on, and yet so totally helpless, as limp as a rag doll. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can picture it. You can picture it in your mind right now. Yes, you couldn't move. Gravity would pull down on you, and you would respond to it, but you would have no means of locomotion. If somebody were to do that to you while you were standing up, you would just simply, slowly collapse to the ground, because after all, rag dolls really can't move themselves. Nor do they resist or fight or do anything else. Imagine it. If you were to be a rag doll, one day you were walking along and somebody said something, and suddenly you were a rag doll, your body would just kind of slowly collapse to the floor. You wouldn't injure yourself, you'd just slowly collapse. And if they wanted to move you, they'd actually have to lift you. Your muscles wouldn't be able to help or hinder them. They could lift you, but you wouldn't remain standing. You wouldn't continue to do anything. They'd have to kind of hold you up because as a rag doll, you have no balance. You have no ability to move yourself whatsoever. You would just simply slowly crumple back to the ground without somebody keeping you up. Yes, I know you can imagine all of these things. I want you to imagine what it would be like. I want you to picture it. And then, I want you to attach a phrase to this feeling. Whenever someone says the phrase, ragdoll time for you, I want you to feel exactly this way. I want you to feel exactly like a ragdoll. That's right. I want you to become a human ragdoll whenever anyone says the phrase, ragdoll time for you. I want your body to just simply go completely limp, exactly like a ragdoll. Your arms don't really bend. Your legs don't really bend. You just simply collapse. Your mind will still be completely and utterly aware of what's going on, of what's being done to you. You just simply will not interact in any way, shape, or form. You won't be able to. You won't be able to move because you will be a ragdoll. That's right. Every time you hear the phrase, that is exactly what will happen to you. Every single time. And you will remain that way. Your muscles cut off from your own control until someone says, ragdoll time is over, or revert to normal. When they say either one of those two phrases, then your muscles will waken again and you will be able to move completely and utterly normally. But from the moment someone says ragdoll time for you, you will be as limp as a ragdoll. You won't be able to move your body. You won't be able to control it. You will be limp and helpless and unable to move on your own, unable to speak on your own. Oh, there may be a few autonomous things that you do. You'll probably still blink normally, but that won't be something of your choosing. It will just simply happen. Beyond that, your eyes will stare exactly where they were staring when you were triggered. You won't be able to move them. You won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to speak. You will be completely aware of what's happening to you, but you will be a ragdoll. You will remain that way until someone says, ragdoll time is over, or revert to normal, at which point in time, your muscles will awaken, and you will have full and complete control over your body. This is how it's going to be. This is exactly how it's going to be. You will find yourself listening to this file over and over, until the trigger is firmly and deeply set in your mind, until every time you hear it, it just simply happens to you instantly, without conscious thought, and you remain that way until someone says the words, ragdoll time is over, or revert to normal, at which point you will return to the way you were, fully capable of moving, talking. You will have complete memory of everything that happens to you while you're a ragdoll. You'll just have no control during that time. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and ready to be triggered. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.